بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The chapter on the virtues of maintaining good relations with one's friends, one's parents, one's relatives, one's wife, and all those who one is encouraged to honor. The question normally comes is that parents may have passed away, may have passed on, and what can we do so that they can still benefit and they can get some reward from our actions? What is it that we can do so that we can assist them, we can help them now that they have passed away? Common question that comes. So today's hadith, we are told certain things that can help a person, encourage him what he should be doing, so that whilst his parents have passed away, there are certain things that he can do in this world that will help them and that will benefit them now that they have moved on into Alam-e-Barzakh. عن أبي أسيد مالك بن ربيعة الساعدي رضي الله عنه قال بين نحن جلوس عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ جاءه رجل من بني سلمة فقال يا رسول الله هل بقي من بر أبوي شيء أبرهما به بعد موتهما فقال نعم الصلاة عليهما والاستغفار لهما وإنفاذ عهدهما من بعدهما وصلة الرحم التي لا توصل إلا بهما وإكرام صديقهما رواه أبو داود. حضرت أبو سيد مالك بن ربيعة الساعدي رضي الله عنه narrates that whilst we were sitting with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, a man from the tribe of Banu Salama came to him and said, Oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, is there any act of virtue which I could do for my parents after they have passed away? What a nice question. He came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while Sahaba was seated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there any act of virtue which I could do for my parents after they have passed away? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, making dua for them, seeking forgiveness for them. So first is making dua for them. Second is seeking forgiveness for them, making istighfar on their behalf, asking Allah Ta'ala to forgive them. Next is fulfilling their promises. In other words, whatever bequests they made, whatever promises they had made, trying to fulfill those promises of theirs after their demise. So fulfilling their bequests after their demise. Next thing is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, maintaining ties of kinship that cannot be maintained except through them, and honoring their friends. Honoring their friends. Yesterday we did the hadith of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, that how he honored the son of the friend of his father. So not just the friend of the father, but the son of the friend of the father also. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma honored. So yeah, it shows that the family also of your father's friends, that we should be honoring. Anyway, what dua should we make for them? The common question is, that the hadith is explaining we should make dua, very easy dua to make. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. This dua is also mentioned in the Quran Sharif. That, oh Allah Ta'ala, have mercy upon them, just as they have brought me up when I was little. They brought me up. How they had mercy upon me when I was little. So many times they showed courtesy, kindness, mercy upon me, changing the napkin. And sometimes the child is sick, the parents stay up. Sometimes the child is not feeling well, or the child is crying, then the parents also lose their sleep just to try to comfort the child. So many different ways the parents went out of their way to take care of the child. Sometimes it was cold, they made sure that they put warm clothes. If it was a little bit windy, they didn't want to take the child outside in the wind. So many different ways of rahmat were shown. So this dua is such a beautiful dua. Although dua is being made for the parents, in the dua is a reminder to the child also that you also, that although you're making dua for them, you are thinking you are doing a favor to them. You are being reminded of the favors that they have done to you. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. That Allah have mercy on both my parents like how they had mercy on me when I was young. It's already a reminder for oneself that you are making dua for someone that showed you so much of mercy. So therefore Allah Ta'ala must show them mercy also. This is the dua. So that's one easy dua to make, and it can be continuously made, can be made after salah. When a person remembers, nowadays when a person is driving, he's got the radio on and he's sometimes got the cell phone on, better thing is to put these things off and utilize this time that the person got to make dua, to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very good dua to make. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. The other dua a person can make is رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ said, Wallah Ta'ala, forgive me and forgive my parents. Wallah, forgive me. Rabbi ighfir li wa li walidayya. Allah Ta'ala, forgive me and forgive my parents. Very good dua to make, very nice dua. So this actually goes in tandem with the hadith which says that make dua for them and seek forgiveness for them. So both these duas cover that the person is making dua for his parents and he's seeking forgiveness for his parents. One last part of this hadith, what does it mean? Such a beautiful way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that maintain ties of kinship that cannot be maintained except through them, except through the parents. So maintain ties of kinship that cannot be maintained except through the parents. Actually, this part of the hadith is reminding us that Allah Ta'ala has even favored you with making amal on keeping ties, family ties, through which you will get your jannah. And that is only possible because of your parents. If Allah Ta'ala had made it such that you were born from the ground, each one of us were born directly from the soil, Allah Ta'ala didn't use the agency of parents, a mother and a father. It was possible, very easy for Allah Ta'ala. He could have created us from the ground. So then would there have been ties of kinship? Everyone is created from the ground. Every single person created. There wouldn't have been ties of kinship through which a person can get jannah. In other words, because of the agency of your parents, Allah Ta'ala is giving you the opportunity to keep ties of kinship. It only is possible because of your parents. If it was not such that you were born through these parents, then what would have been ties of kinship through which you can get jannah? So in other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us here that even this ties of kinship which you can practice upon and you can enjoy in this ties of kinship is only on account of the fact of your parents. So then appreciate them also for that. In other words, in this advice is teaching us, is a reminder that even in this part of your life, to keep ties of kinship, that is also a favor of your parents. Don't forget that. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. What a beautiful way of saying it. So therefore, very, very easy way is whenever we're doing any nafil act, sometimes we may be sitting and listening to a talk, a bayan, person is reading nafil salah, he's giving some money to a poor person, he's helping or giving a beggar something, whatever it is, make niyat that, Allah Ta'ala, for my parents, let the reward go for my parents, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it such that you forgive them. A person makes dua, Allah Ta'ala grants them rahmat, and whatever he's doing, and the person is saying his parents, and then he doesn't stop there, and he said, all the marhumin, inshallah, they will come, Allah Ta'ala will make someone else, when he's not around, make dua for him. Why? Because he made dua for all the marhumin. So therefore, we should extend our dua, don't feel shy, make it for all the marhumin, there's no shortage in the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, of bringing these qualities in our life, respecting our parents, being kind to them, maintaining these ties of kinship, and also honoring their friends and honoring the family of their friends. Obviously, in such a way, a person should do it that is within the confines of Sharia. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.